The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kennedy shared that she's going to Thailand over the holiday break, 20 hours in an airplane. That's a long time in a plane. And yeah. She is overprepared.
Yeah, well, I feel like the more you have, the less that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And when you're traveling, something always goes wrong. But for me, as anxiety-ridden as I am, right. And you guys all know this because you have to sit with me every day. Thank you for your service. But... But in an airport is the one place I know that I have to just give it to the universe. You got to let Jesus take the wheel or whatever, because there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. You can't get mad at the person because it's raining somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you're a mean person.
Helps that the bars are open at 6 a.m. too.
So I am stacked and packed and ready to go with everything I could possibly need.
Ellen is from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
So you used to fly back and forth from Qatar all the time?
I did, yes. I worked as a nanny, and I worked in luxury hotels, and the Qatari royal family came to L.A. and ended up hiring me to come to work for them. But they first invited me for a party, and then I went, and it was business class on Emirates, which is an airline.
You're joking!
It will spoil you forever.
Forever.
I have flown private with this family, and let me tell you, I would rather fly Emirates.
So when I went to Dubai... The first, a million years ago when I went, I didn't have a ton of money. I had a budget. It was a big amount of money, right? But, and I was like, well, can you bump me up to business class? She goes, yeah, that'll be 10 grand for the flight.
Yeah.
But if you walk past Emirates coach is not bad. Biggest coach seats in all of the fleet.
I've heard it's good.
But it's still 20 hours. And I'm just saying that some of those Emirates flights, guys, have doors. And bathrooms, like showers,
yeah.
Like you have a hotel room.
Do you still work for this royal family?
Yeah, hold up. The Qatari royal family flew you halfway across the world to watch their kids.
Do you still work for them?
That's what they do.
They to court me. They flew me over there to court me and my children, my husband. They wanted me to see their lifestyle so that I would work for them full time.
And?
Because I initially said no.
Did you take the job?
And then I worked for them for 3 years.
Oh, wow. What a life.
But once you see the lifestyle, how do you say no?
I mean, on Emirates, they have a second.
Thank
they
you,
have
Ellen.
A separate check-in for people flying first class, so they don't even have to be around.
Mm-hmm. What a crazy story.
People.
Michelle is from Foxborough and has been to Thailand. You have any tips for Kennedy, Michelle?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. What's your tip for Kennedy?
Thailand is absolutely spectacular. I did not fly business class, though. I flew in coach, and it was still great. So I would say just, enjoy the journey, and the people there are just fantastic. They are so kind and so friendly. I don't know exactly where you're going in Thailand, but everywhere we went.
Bangkok and Chiang Mai.
I was there. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we were in Bangkok and then Krabi, and we were there for a friend's wedding, and just their whole culture is so beautiful. Her wedding was so gorgeous, and the different parts of the culture that we took in and learned while we were there, I would go back in a heartbeat,
okay,
really.
Two questions. Did you at all ever get sick? And question to follow that, did you take probiotics before you left, and did you travel with, Tums and all that stuff?
No, I did not.
Did you eat anything on the street?
I did not eat anything on the street. I don't think, actually. No, actually, well, we did a kayak trip.
Yeah.
And our host for the kayak trip cooked us a fantastic lunch on an island.
Yeah.
And we ate all of that. None of us got sick. Every place we went for food was fantastic. My friends who travel with me, they're very diligent about all of that, so they had every medicine under the sun. I don't travel that way. I'm just more of a...
raw dog, you know, like
me. I just know it's going to be all right.
No headphones.
I just know that I'm
nothing.
You know, I talked to the travel agent yesterday, you know, to make sure we had all the questions answered. And she was just like, how are you with spicy food? I'm like, I love like it. It don't like me back. Mm. And she's like, okay, just be careful. Bring yourself some Tom's or Pepto or Imodium or whatever. So I have all of that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Have you been boning up on your Thai on Duolingo?
They don't have Thai on Duolingo. Funny story. But yes, a little bit.
Kristen is from Derry, New Hampshire, and she has a question about your trip to Thailand. What is it?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Are you traveling solo to Thailand, Kennedy?
You bet.
Oh my goodness, you're brave.
Look, it's gotten to the point in my life where I would rather travel solo. Traveling with people is obnoxious. I don't know how you... No, it's an absolute solid fact.
It makes me laugh, but it also makes me kind of sad that you think that.
I know that. I spend more time in airports than the two of you combined. I can tell you how people treat each other in airports, and it's not kind, and it's not nice. And by the end of a vacation, everybody hates everybody. And you know, the only person I can hate is myself. And I do that every day anyway.
Thank you, Kristen. Hold on, Helen.
I like traveling.
Helen is
else.
From Framingham, and you want to go with
Shared
Kennedy to Thailand?
I share it with all
my
single
serving
friends.
Hold on. We have somebody who wants to go with
you. Yes. Bring it.
I want to come. You didn't call me. I would have had my bags packed.
Well, I don't know if you've heard. She has like,
yeah, I
know. But I'm pretty, you know, I have opinions, but I mean, I'm pretty easy to travel with, I think.
I hear you, and I'm sure you are lovely. But I guess when you do something like this, where it's something I wanted to do for... I don't know, 10 years this has been on my bucket list, and I'd like to thank cancer for helping me pull the trigger on this one, because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally I was like, what are you waiting for exactly?
Right.
So I just did it.
It's like my dream vacation to go to Thailand.
Mm. Well, I'll give you all my tips and tricks when I get back.
The most expensive thing is going to be the flight, then you're going to live like a king on 30 baht a day.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I went through a travel agent. But yes, I hear what you're saying. I wasn't going to go there on my own. In other words, I have a company that I'm working with, and they'll meet with me every day and take me on my tours. Right. I'm not exactly that level, just because I'd never been there before.
Kennedy, I know, and it was very exciting going to Thailand, but I'm going to get to see Jimmy Johnson's race shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know you're jealous.
Dude, I love North Carolina.
I hear you can get pretty good pad thai in Raleigh.